Our public schools are expected to be centers of learning and academics, along with whatever arts and sports programs decreasing school budgets allow. Faith and religion, well, we've seen time after time if a student or teacher introduces any even slight expression of faith, the door gets quickly slammed. This has happened with Christianity, Judaism, Islam. Oh, no, wait, scratch that last one. Since apparently the school district in Chatham sees no problem with mandating lessons in Islam as part of the school day. Yes, a parent raised a voice of objection, but was told to sit down by the school administration. Since that was the case, she took a legal path to address this situation. Here with a review of the school's actions and an update on the courtroom side of this is trial counsel for the Thomas More Law Center, Kate Oliveri. How are you today, Kate?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Learn more about this case as well as the work of the Thomas More Law Center, thomasmore.org. Is their website. We have a link over to our page as well. Just as some background before we get to the update, give us the foundation of what was it that the Chatham School District was instituting and basically mandating for their students.
The students were required to watch two promotional videos that promoted Islam. The videos included statements such as the Quran is guidance for the wise and sensible, Islam is a shining beacon against the darkness of repression, and most troublesome, a direct call for the students to convert to Islam, stating, may God help us all find the one true faith, Islam.
Having watched these videos, too, there's no context to what is being said with the phrases out of the Quran, because a lot of these phrases are basically against or calling for violence against Christians and Jews.
Absolutely. One of the videos is set to a musical version of an Islamic poem, and the poem is linked in the comment section for the video that the user puts up there. And the poem is all about slaughtering the infidels, slaughtering infidel children. It's a very troublesome video.
You mentioned, too, about the conversion. It's called the Shahada, and I mean, this might even be more disturbing than the videos. This was the students had to do a fill-in-the-blank version of the Shahada, the Islamic conversion creed and prayer that contained a link to the website that explains the ease with which they could convert to become Muslim.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's far more direct than the videos.
Yes, it is. The video has the prayer asking the students to find the one true faith, and then the school does link to a website that gives. And the website itself explains that it is, quote, easy to convert to Islam.
Now, this falls under a course umbrella that was supposedly studies of the Middle East and North Africa, where certainly Islam exists. But guess what? So does Judaism and Christianity. Were those two faiths any part of this curriculum?
Not that we're aware of.
And how do the administrators of the school defend this? What is it just because, well, geographically, Islam was the dominant religion, so that's where we went with that. Was there any just cause that the school has presented?
Well, thus far, the school has pretty much ignored the content of these videos and ignored the facts that are presented in the complaint and shown in these videos. We can log into the Google Classroom. We know these videos were presented to the students. And in their briefing thus far, it notably did not contain a single quotation, a single excerpt from these videos to even try to defend it. Their defense was basically, well, the videos are only 11 minutes, so it doesn't violate the Establishment Clause. But there's really no basis in law for that argument.
So as far as speaking of basis of law, we have this one parent. There were two parents originally, Libby Hilsenrath and Nancy Geyer, who spoke up, and as I said in the introduction, they're basically told by school administrators to shut up and sit down. And Ms. Hilsenrath is the one who's leading the legal side of this. What's the foundation of the legal action that's going against the Chatham School District?
Well, the Establishment Clause prohibits a school from promoting or trying to convert students, and this school presented a video that asked students to find the one true faith, Islam, and gave them an easy step-by-step guide on how to do that. So the legal issue in this is whether that violates the Establishment Clause.
And when you think of it, too, this is at the seventh grade students that this course is being inflicted on. And a lot of times, someone of that age has yet to really develop their roots of faith. So if someone is drifting in any way, shape, or form, and they come across an influential teaching like this, that could go into an undesired direction versus what the parents might want for the child.
Absolutely. And the Supreme Court has recognized that, stating that it is extremely important, particularly in schools, to diligently enforce the Establishment Clause.
Now, obviously, the school would like this to all go away, and a recent ruling by a judge, well, didn't make the schools too happy, did it?
No, the district court judge, I think very accurate ruling, said that their motion was that he didn't need much time, their motion wasn't based in the appropriate legal standard, that they ignored the facts. It was, I think, an excellent ruling. I'm the district court judge.
And to give him credit, it was U.S. District Court Judge Kevin McNulty who ruled the case. And as courtroom events go, probably one of the more quicker rulings. Is there any legal argument against this case that the school is making? Other than just, you don't want to hear this, judge, make it go away.
Not at this point. Now we're getting into discovery. So we get to ask them questions. Ask them for documents, for more information on the curriculum. They get to ask, questions of Ms. Hildenrath as well, and then we'll create arguments. At the motion to dismiss stage, the judge has to accept all the facts in the complaint as true. So the next process will have to support the facts that we had in the complaint, which I don't think we're going to have a problem doing, like I said. I've logged into the Google Classroom. I know this stuff is there, which makes it a great case. We don't have to rely on anybody's word. This is all recorded.
Regarding Mrs. Hildenrath, from what I've read, she's handled this professionally, maturely. She wasn't screaming and shouting and making threats against the schools. She seems to be taking a very rational and wise to do so, a rational path in her response to all this, but I also hear reports, too, that she has not been absolved of any negative attacks. She's been targeted by some people.
Absolutely, by a great number of people. Mrs. Hildenrath has handled this with grace and class. She tried to resolve this at the school board issue, and they doubled down and defended these promotional videos. So she felt she needs to make sure that her son isn't being, attempted to be converted to Islam, converted to any religion in the public schools. And so she wanted to defend the Constitution, and that's why she brought this lawsuit. And unfortunately, those on the other side just get ugly.
Yes, unfortunately. And it's surprising, too, in a community like Chatham, not having specific demographics off of census forms or anything, but I know, generally speaking, that's a heavily Jewish population. You would think there would be more people supporting this legal action and reacting negatively to what the school is doing, given the religious makeup of that community.
Yes, I think a lot of times the people who support her are afraid of getting the mud slung at them too.
Or be labeled as Islamophobe.
The opposition, while I think is likely a smaller portion, they're loud.
and. Sadly enough, this is not a case exclusive to Chatham, New Jersey. In Maryland, part of school's world history curriculum, high school students are taught extensively about Islam without any context of current events. And their requirement is to list the benefits of Islam. In Massachusetts, there's charges that teaching materials about the Middle East are biased and funded by Palestinian organizations. That's been levied against Newton High School, Newton, Massachusetts. Tennessee, similar situations. Virginia, back in 2015, parents and students protested after a teacher asked students to copy the Shahada. Again, that's a declaration of conversion to Islam. And in New York State, a lesson plan developed in New York State and promoted by the New York State Education Department called Dying to Be a Martyr was brought about in schools as well. And after requests were made for a comment by state officials, state website was changed and the lesson plan was suddenly dropped. So voice raises up, and sometimes what is right and what is fair does result, and hopefully that'll be the case in this situation in Chatham, New Jersey. To follow along with the further developments, and there are still many more to come, that's one of the reasons to visit the website for the Thomas More Law Center, thomasmoremore.org. We've been joined by the trial counsel, Kate Oliveri. Kate, thanks for the update on all this. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.